This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
All right, pop quiz, hot shot. Erica, what is a BRI?
It's a bedridden incest.
No.
Ew, what the heck?
We're testing out the triggers, the things that make you want to leave, and I think this might be one of them.
Yeah.
We want to talk about bug-related incidents.
Don't like it.
But if you don't like bugs, then I bet you're a plethora of BRIs. Like, if you're a person who doesn't like bugs, then any interaction that you have with them is an incident.
It's always an incident.
Yeah. Because there's a person that was on a Spirit Airlines flight.
Okay. Could have been me.
Why do you fly the most ratchet? Like, TX, the guy who's like...
I don't know why T-Hack does it, but like, sometimes that's all you can afford.
Yeah. It's the cheapest.
It's a folding chair on a scary tube.
They don't
in
let
the
me
sky.
On Delta. They take a look at me and they're like, you're in the wrong line.
Okay. Oh my God.
Anyway, they were on a Spirit Airlines flight and there was cockroaches.
Like climbing up the walls.
I would. At least they weren't flying the plane.
Oh. But also, cockroaches can fly. Which
Can
like,
they really?
Can they?
Oh, let me tell you about the time.
do you want to just do CRIs, cockroach related? Like,
I had a lot of cockroach problems when I lived in San Diego. I lived in a nice enough apartment, but I was ground floor.
And they, how do they get in?
They come up the pipes.
Do they?
No, I wouldn't let them in if they did
maintenance.
That. They come up the pipes. So one time
no,
I
they
go,
don't.
Yes,
no,
I
they
go.
Don't.
I
they,
went.
They
to,
come in wet. They like scuba
they,
in.
Yeah,
they get, put
they
on their
like
gear.
Water. They like moist places.
Wow.
And so one time I was
you're
going to
of
get
bugs, but not the word moist.
Yeah,
you're not a very okay.
I don't make a lot of sense.
Okay, you don't.
But I was getting in the shower. Ripped open the shower curtain,
no,
and
no.
They're in the shower, just like a honking. Oh. Honking
like
cockroach.
A writhing pile of cockroaches.
Yeah, and that, well, it was just one, but I screamed.
God,
I screamed a bloody murder. My mom happened to be visiting. It was a whole ordeal. Another time, just a few weeks later, that same little guy, I think, was in my home flying around tormenting me until like 1 a.m.
When they fly, are they like,
like they're loud.
Mm.
I was going to ask some specific questions about it, but I'd like to just hear that sound again,
yeah.
If that's all right.
I think I could do it.
You could. Okay,
we need that sound effect. That will be it.
So in Colorado, I don't know what they had in the places you've lived, but do you know what a Miller moth is?
I don't think I want to know.
Oh, boy.
Aren't they just...
You're going to have a rough...
Is that a drunk moth?
What time?
It's Miller time.
What time of year do we get those? Isn't it now?
I think so.
They're like these little moths that are attracted to light, and
they're loud
when
they fly.
No, mid-May, early June.
They don't
they're
know
coming.
Where they're going.
Oh, so they're gonna hit me in the face.
You know, they're trying to fly, and then they like go, and they like bounce off of you. And when they hit you, there's something in them or something. They leave dust. They're like, they leave like a little.
It's so gross.
And like, there are times, like if you have a basement or something you haven't gone down in, like if you open the door, it's like a Hitchcock film. They just go, and like 10 billion of them fly out.
No, we have a basement.
Yeah, no, don't open that door till like December.
Mm-hmm. I got to go down there.
No, you don't. Don't go down in the basement. No.
We've got a mini fridge full of wine down there.
You had a mini fridge. The Miller moths now have.
They've taken it over.
Yeah. So here's what I want to do. Like, just to, let's break her. Let's break Erica with your bug-related incident stories. Whatever, if you've interacted with a June bug, a cockroach, I know TX from the Midwest has probably got some cicada tales.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
If you've had a run-in with a bug, we'd love to hear what happened. 303-222-5423. Call, text, either way.
Yeah, we had a lot of bugs growing up in the Midwest. The June bugs and the cicadas and stuff. Where you
June
pull...
bugs are the ones that are like a scarab.
They're real big.
Yeah,
they're round.
Like the 24-hour.
They're just like round and hard guys, aren't they?
They're like a scarab's heart. Yeah, yeah. Like it's like the Egyptian bug, but it's like a miniaturized version. Mm-hmm. And when, if they land in your like outdoor fire pit or whatever, because they're attracted to the light and then they just land and they're like, what's going on? And they go, they like pop like a...
They explode. They like blow up.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they just die so quickly, and then they're just on the ground. It's like you literally have to shovel them at some point. Like a gas station.
The cicadas, you definitely, oh my
God.
Because
of the light. They're attracted to the lights at the gas station, so getting gas was terrible. I remember like moving here, and it was like the first summer, and it was like, why is it so quiet here? I love how quiet it is. And my wife's like, because there's no bugs. It's like, wow. I didn't even
know. Do you even know what a cicada is? They make that like.
I do. I lived in Nashville for a time. Yeah. I like actually don't like to think back to that. So thanks, guys.
You're welcome.
We have therapists on call for you.
Goodness. I actually have a picture. So sorry if I'm interrupting. Because I was bit on the butt by a fire ant when I was in Brazil. And I have a picture of the moment it happened.
Like
you were just
as you were
happened
being
to be
hit,
on your OnlyFans account. And you're like, somebody requested a butt shot by Jesus.
No, I was wearing shorts and I was sitting down. We were like doing a tour stuff on, I think it was on like the Sugarloaf Mountain thing.
Yeah.
And I sat down on a wall and there happened to be fire ants.
And so you have a picture of what? Your butt?
No, just the reaction. Oh. My reaction, not my butt.
Okay. I just want you to know.
She has a picture of her butt too, but she wasn't going to.
Yeah. If you follow Aaron's Instagram,
you can
will
see
get
my butt.
A little bit.
I have a tattoo.
Oh.
It's not just my butt. Chill, everyone.
Whatever.
But if you happen to have fire ants, we can kill two birds with one stone. Okay. Well, if you're ready, I'm ready.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
If you've had some sort of run-in with a bug, we call them BRIs. 303-222-5423.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Erica, you in?
Something like that.
She's bugging out.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Good one.
We're doing bug-related incidents, BRI for short. Whoa! Alex.
Yay!
BRI, what's your story?
So when I lived in an apartment in a wonderful Parker, we had the bug guys come out and spray every very often.
Yeah.
I woke up one night to something rustling in my ear, and so I dug my finger in and dug it out.
You don't put your finger in on top of the thing.
No. Ear, not just by your ear?
In my ear, in the ear canal.
Oh, I'm going to vomit.
Yeah.
So I pulled something out of the bathroom, flung it into the sink, and it was an earwig.
How do you know that you got all of it? That's like one of my biggest fears.
It was still running around.
Oh. Well, it can run
What's
around.
What's an earwig? Yeah. I don't even know what that is.
Like a pincher bug?
Oh, you don't want to know. But six months later, I woke up to a spider in my ear.
Nope.
Girl, what is in your ears?
Burn the house
it's
down.
It's like a vacancy sign. It's like a motel right there.
Woo, Parker!
She told a whole bunch of her story after that. Okay. Yeah, there was more to her story. Yeah, I'm sort of with Aaron on that one. Let's burn that place to the ground. That feels like the next...
That was Erica who said that.
Oh, I'm sort of with Erica. Who,
wow.
I can't keep you guys straight.
Okay,
are you guys sisters?
Do that.
No!
Yeah!
Oh my gosh.
Josh.
Yay.
Bug related incident. What happened?
I was driving with my family through Madison, Texas in June and stopped at a Buc-ee's, and it was June bugs, I guess. And you couldn't step 1 foot without stepping on 50 bugs. They were
and they crunch.
Yeah, it would crunch. It smelled so bad.
It smelled bad.
Humid.
It was it was horrible.
Oh my God.
I feel sick to my stomach.
We have broken right now in my backyard. There's probably 50.
My stomach hurts.
They're gonna smell bad.
No, because 50 is not enough to smell bad, is it? How many June bugs
does
can we
it take?
Use your ChatGPT. How many?
How many dead June bugs does it take?
Yeah. Because you know the other thing about them, like Tiek was talking about them when we were first talking about them, they don't always die, but if they get flipped over, they can't get flipped back.
Oh,
so then they're just sitting there like
they're
with
like
their little legs, like slowly but surely.
Depends
doing,
on
like,
a few key factors.
Okay.
Generally, a small number won't make a difference.
Yeah.
It would likely take hundreds or even thousands.
Yeah. So if it smelled bad,
it was hundreds or thousands.
Yeah. Okay.
I feel like bugs are crawling all over.
I know. It's not going to be a great day.
There is on your
It's in your ear.
Emily.
Yay!
Bug-related incident. What happened?
Okay, so I'm in high school, getting ready in the morning, took a nice shower, blow-drying my hair, and I noticed something was, like, hitting my face as I'm blow-drying my hair.
No.
And so I looked down the barrel of the blow-dryer, and lo and behold, when those stupid Miller moths were getting chopped up,
so pieces of it are just flying at you.
Yes. My mom thought I was getting murdered. It was a moth.
The moth deserved it.
The moth absolutely deserved it, but you don't want its entrails shot in your face.
Yeah, sure don't.
It didn't deserve it. Wants to be beautiful too. Guys,
I don't think the moth was trying to use the hair dryer. Do you? So now you're just au naturel. You don't dry your hair anymore, right? You just
I definitely check my blow dryer before I use it.
My God, I never even thought of that because it's just like
Erica. Ooh.
Oh, I don't blow dry my hair.
Okay,
we know.
Yeah, I come here with wet hair all the time.
Jay.
Yay.
BRI bug related incident. What happened?
Oh, my wife inadvertently, honestly, accidentally, almost drank earwigs on two separate occasions.
She almost drank?
Earwigs, yeah. So the first time she was had a water bottle back in the day with a little knot, you just fold the nozzle down.
Yeah.
And one had crawled in overnight. She went to take a big drink in the morning and spit it out and was like disgusted and yak. Then the next time she would have a teapot when made some hot chocolate. And it was floating around in the hot chocolate, and so she didn't see it. Got it in her mouth, and clear teapot now. And
do you have a clear teapot? That's an overreaction.
No, it's okay. Not.
No, it's not.
Yeah, okay.
After almost swallowing one twice,
What would happen if you swallowed an
earwig? It's just gross.
It is just gross.
Yeah, Jesus. Sasha?
Yay.
Yay. B-R-I.
Okay, so because we're horrible people, like a couple years ago, well, decades ago, when I was a little kid, my stepbrother was going out for the night. We knew he wouldn't be home until late. So we turned off all the lights in the house except for the lights in his room. So all of the moths congregated in his bedroom. So unbeknownst to him, when he came home and opened the door...
Listen to her psychotic.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.